Our next speaker was someone that I didn't really know anything about until she came to rehearsal, and she hasn't been here that long, but now she's a part of our community, and I hope she'll stay longer. So please welcome Rose Costello.
Hi, everyone. So I just recently passed my one-year anniversary in Paonia, and it's brought a lot of questions to my mind of why I came here and all that I've done in the last year and why I choose to stay here. And I'm from California, from the Bay Area, and my whole life I grew up next to the ocean, and I find myself having a lot of conversations out here about what's better, the ocean or the mountains. There are these two huge, powerful energies, and they're so different. And this story is about my interaction with the energy of the ocean. It was an absolutely gorgeous, beautiful, warm San Francisco day, which is very rare in San Francisco. There's about 2 or 3 weeks a year. It's this magical time, late summer, early fall, where the weather is just perfect, and everybody is out and taking advantage of it. And I woke up that morning, and I just, all I wanted to do was get in the ocean and go for a swim. So I put on my wetsuit, and I put on my booties, because even though it's going to be a warm day, I know that the ocean is freezing. And I get on my bike, and I bike the mile through Golden Gate Park to Ocean Beach, to the coast. And I get out there, and it's just this amazing day, and it's absolutely packed. Everybody's out. There's surfers in the water. There's tons of people on the beach. And I notice that the waves are a little big, but I'm not deterred by anything. I just biked out here. I'm sweating in my wetsuit, and all I want to do is get in the water. So I lock up my bike, and I start walking across the sand. And I get to the edge of the water, and I start walking in the water. And Ocean Beach has a little bit of a shoreline, and then it just drops off. So I walk into the water till I'm about waist high, and then I start paddling and duck diving waves and paddling and duck diving until I reach the break to get outside. And so I'm outside the wave break, and I'm just swimming around, taking in this beautiful scene and all the people, and feeling great. And this surfer comes up to me, and he kind of paddles next to me, and he goes, "Where's your board?" And I say, "Oh, I'm just out for a swim, no big deal." And he's like, "Okay, it's kind of a big day." I was like, "Yeah, no, it's fine. I've been out here before." And he's like, "Okay, well, let me know if you need help getting in." I'm like, "Oh, yeah, I'm fine, I'm fine." And it's the first time that I maybe think that this isn't the best idea I've ever had. But now I'm out in the middle of the ocean, and the only way to get back is to start swimming in. And I'm smart enough to know to conserve my energy, because I know that this part of the swim is going to be a lot harder than getting out, because Ocean Beach has this notorious riptide. And I start to make my way back, which involves catching a wave. And I kick into the wave, and I'm paddling as hard and fast as I can to try to catch the momentum so the wave will bring me forward and get me out of the undertow. And the wave crashes me down, and I come up for air, and I have about a second before this other wave comes and just crashes over me and sucks me back in and up and spits me out, and I'm stuck in the undertow. And every time a wave comes, I'm paddling absolutely as hard as I possibly can to try to catch some momentum to get myself out. And I only gain what feels like inches before I get caught by another wave, and it sucks me back up, and I get put underwater, and I'm holding my breath. And I pop up after a couple minutes, and I look back at the surfers that are behind me, and I wave, and I sort of say, "Hey," but nobody sees me, nobody hears me. And another wave comes and knocks me down, and I get up again, and I look at the shore, and it's high tide, and there's so much distance between me and the shore, and the people are just these little specks. And I just feel so alone, and nobody can see me. And I have this thought, like, oh, this is how people drown in the ocean. Right. They come out unprepared. They're alone, and they exhaust themselves trying to get back in. And I'm feeling very alone because this is the first time I've gone swimming by myself in the ocean. And the first time I've been swimming since I broke up with my boyfriend who taught me how to surf and who I'd always go swimming with. And so there's this extra feeling of just being so solo and not having anybody in the world that knew where I was or what situation I was in. And I realize that if I don't do something, that I'm just going to exhaust myself and will be toast. And I look out to the beach and I see these two surfers starting to come in. And I know that's it. If I can just get their attention and maybe someone can see me, I'll be okay. And I look over at them and I put up my arm and I say, "Hey!" And it's this noise that I've never heard myself make. It's guttural and instinctive, and it's like every fiber of my being is just trying to survive. But they don't hear me. And another wave comes and it knocks me down and sucks me up. "Hey!" And this time they hear me. And one of them turns his head. And in the most amazing moment of my life, he comes faster than anything, beelining towards me. And he gets about 4 feet away from me because he knows that if you're drowning in the ocean, you don't want to get right next to the person because they will take you down. And so he's about 4 feet away and he comes up to me and the first thing he says is, "Where's your board?" And I say, "I just went for a swim. I didn't know it was going to be like this." And he says, "Okay, you're going to be okay. Just catch the next wave in." And I say, "Okay." And the next wave comes and it propels me a little bit forward and I can just barely, with the tip of my toe, scrape the bottom of the ocean. And then the next wave comes and it pushes me forward another foot. And then I can put a foot down. And he says, "Are you going to be okay?" And I say, "Yeah, I think I'm going to be fine. I can feel the bottom." And he's like, "Okay, you're going to be okay." And I say, "Thank you so much." And I start to slowly walk out of the water. And I get to the shore and I just collapse on the sand. And I'm completely dumbfounded that this just happened because I thought I was so well-intentioned with how I was heading out. And I'm also totally shocked that nobody on this packed beach has any idea what just happened to me. Nobody in the water, nobody on the shore, completely alone except for this one other person. And then I remembered that I biked to the beach and then I'd have to bike home. So I get on my bike and I head home and I open my apartment and I get to my bedroom door and I open my door and I'm standing in the door frame and I have this moment where I feel like I'm looking at my room as though I was my family, as if I didn't make it and they were the first people that were going to come and this is what they would see. And it was realizing what a life kind of cut short and in the middle of just total chaos. So anyway, a couple weeks after that, I went back to the ocean because I didn't want to feel afraid of this thing that I loved so much. And I made myself get in with a buddy. And even now to this day, every time I swim or surf, there's always a moment of feeling some panic that I have to overcome. And so it's interesting that I find myself in this place that's so far away from the ocean and I'm surrounded by these huge, beautiful, strong, grounded mountains. And I know that in the last year, the roots that I've been able to grow inside of myself and the way that I feel grounded is unparalleled to anything I ever felt in the Bay Area. So I don't know if it's the mountains or being away from the ocean, but I think I needed a break. Thank you.